This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal with Columbia going behind the moon toward the end of that pass. Apollo 11 backup commander Jim Lovell, who's had some experience in lunar missions, came up with his congratulations for a job well done and mentioned that he would be here giving moral support during the rendezvous sequence to follow. There will likely be further communications with Eagle until the command module comes around the corner again, some 44 minutes from now. We'll bring the circuit back up as communications resume, perhaps playing catch up with tape recordings. And at 123 hours, 10 minutes, ground elapsed time, 1 hour, 11 minutes to ignition. This is Apollo standby. Let's listen in again.
Well, let me give you a few comments with regard to the geology question of last night. We are landed in a relatively smooth crater field of elongate secondary circular secondary craters, most of which have rims irrespective of their raised rims irrespective of their size. That's not universally true. There are a few the smaller craters around which do not have a discernible rim. The ground mass throughout the area is a very fine sand to a spilt, and I'd say the thing that would be most like it on Earth is powdered graphite. Immersed in this ground mass are a wide variety of rock shapes, sizes, textures, rounded and angular, many with varying consistencies. As I said, I've seen what looks to be plain basalt and particular basalt, others with no crystals, some with small white phenocrysts, maybe 1 to less than 5%. And we are in a boulder field where the boulders range generally up to 2 feet, with a few larger than that. Now, some of the boulders are lying on top of the surface, some are partially exposed, and some are just barely exposed. And in our traverse around on the surface, and particularly working with the scoop, we run into boulders below the surface that is probably buried under several inches of the groundmass.
Tranquilo to Houston, Roger, very fine description.
Now, I suspect this boulder field may have some of its origin with this large, sharp-edged, rocky-rimmed crater that we passed over at final descent. Now, yesterday I said that was about the size of a football field, and it has to admit it was a little hard to measure coming in, but I thought that it might just fit in the Astrodome as we came by it. And the rocks in the vicinity of the of this blocky rim crater are much larger than these in this area, some 10 feet or so, and perhaps bigger. And they are very thickly populated out to about 1 crater diameter beyond the crater rim. Beyond that, there's some diminishing, and even out in this area, the blocks seem to run out in rows and irregular patterns, and then there are paths between them where there are considerably less surface evidence of hard rocks. Over.
Tranquility Base, Houston, we copy. Thank you very much. And Tranquility Base, we're through with our ranging. You can take your S-band function switch to off reset. Roger. In Tranquility, I have a Slim consumables update for you.
Roger, ready to copy.
Okay, at 123 plus 00, RCS Alpha, 78% PQMD. Bravo is 76% PQMD. Descent 02 is 62%. Descent amper hours are 590 remaining. Ascent amper hours are 574 remaining. Over.
Roger, copy. Sounds very good, thank you.
Roger. Tranquility Base, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger. For your P-57 area, well, we did a little looking around, and it looks like Sirius and Rigel out of detent 6 would be real good on that. The sun angle on Sirius is about 43 degrees, and on Rigel it's about 55 degrees. Over.
Roger, Houston. The only trouble is that the sun is in number 5, the closed one, and it appears to also be close enough to descent 6 to shine on the far side of the cone, and it completely obscures descent 6. I'm unable to use that at all.
Okay, we understand it now. Thank you. Tranquility, Houston, for your information, the circuitry looks real fine on that ascent engine arm circuit breaker.
Roger. I don't think I could get it out now if I wanted to.
Roger, we copy.
And it looks like in detent 6, I can pick up Venus right at the fringe, but I can't get anything else.
Roger.
And by the way, Houston, our EVA antenna did retract.
Roger, mighty fine, thank you. Tranquility, Houston.
Roger, go ahead.
Roger, looks like you're going to have to reposition the radar here. We suggest you may want to start your TIG minus 45 minute point in the checklist at about TIG minus 50, over.
Roger, why do you think I need to move the radar?
Well, we thought that you probably wouldn't be able to get the star there.
Under air detent, the radar can be pointing plus X, and I'll be using right rear. That's okay.
Roger, that's fine.
This is Apollo Control.
some 57 minutes, 22 seconds away from ignition on the LIM ascent back into lunar orbit. Some 30 minutes away from acquisition of the spacecraft Columbia as it comes around again on the 25th revolution. And the latest information from the scientific experiments placed on the lunar surface last night by the Apollo 11 crew, our science support room here in Mission Control Center reports receiving continuous data from the passive seismic experiment. The passive seismic experiment, part of the early Apollo science experiment package, which has the acronym ESEP, recorded the astronauts' footsteps on the moon. Also sent down signals when the crew climbed up the ladder back into the Eagle, and recorded a strong signal when they expended portable life support backpacks and other pieces of equipment were jettisoned out late Eagle's front hatch. Let's rejoin the conversation.
One more late checklist change there on rendezvous radar position for liftoff. Over. From page surface 57. Roger, go ahead. Okay, on surface 57 there in your VERP 21973. Trunnion, leave it at 180. The shaft, we'd like 335. Over.
Roger, understand. Shaft 335.
Roger, and if the steerable doesn't quite hack it on liftoff, it looks like the forward Omni is good for about 30 to 60 seconds after liftoff, and then the aft Omni antenna is good for the rest of the ascent. Over.
Roger, copy.
Houston, we've got two angles here at 3 minutes in ascent. Would you confirm those? Pitch 134 and yaw minus 32. Over.
Tranquility base, Roger, we verify those are correct.